Because of tariffs, investors are going to hold back. As we walk around, not just now, but after the 2nd of April, I meet many people on the ground. I ask them, and they tell me, yes, either it has affected, or they are worried, or they think it's going to affect. Why? One person was in logistics. He told me, logistics is moving goods from place to place, sending overseas. He's got many employees. What's going to happen? Because the orders are coming down. He cannot export. And if he cannot export, what is going to happen to his employees? These are serious things. Another person, packing. He does labels on packages. Business has gone down by 50%. Another person, MNC, multinational corporation, big American corporation in Singapore, employing more than 1,000 employees. They have said, freeze, restructure. We don't know what's going to happen. Because ultimately, many things go to America. America has imposed tariffs. Even if Singapore is 10%, many of our items go to other countries like Vietnam, China, and then from there they go to America, 40%, more than 100% tariffs. So exports are affected. Mr. Trump has said that the tariffs are suspended for 3 months. Maybe after 3 months, position will become clearer, but you and I cannot say what's going to happen. It all depends on what America does. We don't control what America does. We don't control what China does. But what we can control is prepare ourselves. We are not a country that waits for trouble. We prepare beforehand. This is a serious business. In this rally, you don't get fun and games, you get serious issues talked about. These are real matters that are affecting people. That is why the Prime Minister has formed an inter-ministerial committee chaired by DPM Gan Kim Yong. When we had COVID, the Prime Minister worked closely with DPM Gan. He knows what the man can do. Quiet, but very effective. Nice man. One of the nicest men I've come across, but very effective. We saved lives and we saved jobs during COVID. So the Prime Minister appointed him as his Deputy Prime Minister the moment he became Prime Minister. And what is DPM doing now? What is Singapore doing now? We are trying to talk to many countries to try and create a new framework for trading. We are also talking to the Americans. DPM Gan Kim Yong is talking to Secretary Lutnick, U.S. Commerce Secretary, talking to them about the tariffs on Singapore, on pharmaceuticals, on chips. These are very important exports from Singapore to the U.S., direct. And I can say, without going into details, the first few discussions between DPM Gan Kim Yong and Secretary Lutnick have been good, because there is trust. They have been good, but it's a long road. And both men, Secretary Lutnick from America and DPM Gan, agreed that we should try and find a solution. If we can find a solution, it saves jobs, it saves businesses. So we can all hope that if DPM Gan remains in government, after the 3rd of May, he can play the role of saving jobs in Singapore. Some people ask about GST. Why GST? Why now? Let me give you a few basic points. One, you look around Singapore, you look around Yishun, the people whom once I saw young now are on wheelchairs. Our society is aging. By 2030, for every 2 persons below 65, 1 person will be above 65. Healthcare costs are going up. Who is going to pay for them? How are we going to pay for them? We don't wait for the problem. Now, I've seen some of the things that the opposition has been saying. This one can be free, that one can be free, no need for GST, no need for any tax. You know, some people say you have reserves. You know, when politicians tell you, vote for me, you don't have to pay for anything and everything can be free, I think you better ask some questions whether you can trust that. Because that might work for a few years. After that, you see what is happening in all the other countries where the politicians tell you. It's a question of values. Our Singaporean values, our Asian values. We spend what we earn. We don't say, you know, we can spend if you don't put the money aside. You look at when people tell you, you can spend without having to pay for something, in a few years, your future, your children's future, and the country's future will go down. We are successful because we always tell the truth directly. We face reality. But at the same time, we know because of inflation, many people will, you know, find the cost high and we should take care of them. But who pays the GST? Mostly paid by the top 20% and foreigners who come into Singapore. They pay most of the GST. And what do? We take that money and we distribute that to all those people who are less well off. So this is a direct transfer from people who are well off and foreigners. We are taking from them, they are not complaining, and giving it to the people who are less well off. Now, many of you would not have known what Ministry of Finance has said. For those majority of Singaporean households, what the government gives will more than pay for 5 years of GST. So 5 years you're not paying any GST. So opposition is not telling you the truth. They make you frightened. They say the inflation is because of GST. What is the truth? Majority of Singaporean households will get more money from the government than they will pay in GST for 5 years. And if you are lower income, what the government is giving you will more than pay for 10 years of GST. And Jackson have a total of 30 years in Yishun helping people. 30 years together, almost as long as I've been an MP. Volunteering in grassroots, they know Yishun very well. The other two, Hanyan and Dr. Harun, they are new, but they have long years of service to the community outside of Nisun. And as I said when introducing them, Dr. Harun and Hanyan, I have very high hopes that the Prime Minister will appoint them as office holders. So, if this team gets elected, and if the Prime Minister has space and he thinks like I do, which sometimes is the case, then you will have three office holders in Nisun.
Today, we face new challenges, yes. The cost of living is rising, prices of daily essentials, food, housing, all putting pressure on our day-to-day lives. Rising costs, of course, affect us differently. Whether as workers or as employers, it has not been easy. Now, for the PAP, we hear your concerns. We're not here to just speak. We're here to also listen, to understand, and to walk alongside you in Yishun. We believe in a strong community and one that must be a place of shelter. Just as we build covered walkways to shield you from the rain.
First, I believe we need to be a society that is built on kindness. Our families and caregivers should not be journeying alone. They deserve support. And we are starting efforts on this in Nisun already. Monthly pop-up playgrounds. We have, you know, a caregivers resource center. And we also are the healthcare hub of the North. And at a national level, we also recognize this. The PAP government has helped to increase caregivers grants. It has expanded parental care, increased adoption of flexi work arrangements. Because when we feel supported, we can then focus on the future. So second, we need to be a society with hope. What is hope? Hope is the belief that our children will live a better life. A future where children can reach their full potential. A future where our young people can chase their dreams. And as a nation, how do we get hope right? We do so by creating jobs for all Singaporeans. Jobs that our students and young people are excited to fill. Jobs that tap on the wisdom and experience of our older workers. And if we get hope right as a country, tomorrow will be better than today. And finally, I believe we need to be a nation of strength. Strength to face domestic challenges. Strength to face international threats.